You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Tom Lark with the beautiful track Live Wires. In the studio this morning, we've got Tom Lark himself. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
I'm good, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you up here. It's also exciting because you're going to be back in this evening to play some songs on Drive, which is very cool. We were just talking about that track off air, but people are loving that song. We always get such nice texts when we play that. And it's got a lovely sort of melancholia to it, which I really enjoy, especially for this time of the year. It feels like the right type of music to be listening to. What does Tom Lark as a project mean to you, Shannon? Because you've got a lot of musical hats.
I do have a lot of musical hats, yeah. I think Tom Lark, I used to be Tom Lark, and then I just focused more on production, like pop production and doing music for other people and stuff. Mm. And then sort of inevitably that ended up me making pop music of my own accord. I think I was just pushing myself, I wonder how far a pop alley I can get.
Yeah.
And then I think I wanted to sort of move back to writing things with perhaps a little bit more lyrical depth or something. So that's, I guess, Tom Lark, yeah, maybe would be characteristic of that, perhaps.
Yes, yeah. Is your kind of your diary, maybe, a wee bit more. Is it personal, the stuff you write into these songs, or is it sort of ideas that you're playing with?
Probably, broadly speaking, probably a little bit more existential. I think so, yeah. Probably a little bit more diary-ish, like you say,
It's a lovely record. Brave Star is also a very evocative title, and I love that you've got the sort of cowboy on a little horse riding across, but it's very sort of gently done. It doesn't lean too fully into the country space. It feels like it's been a big influencing factor in what you've been maybe listening to or referencing or thinking around. What was kind of on the mood board for this?
I think I started, after doing a lot of pop synth stuff, I started playing guitar again, and then kind of getting into finger picking kind of guitar music, acoustic bass stuff, and then I think that made me, I've always been a massive fan of spaghetti westerns
and
Clint Eastwood's stuff, and I think that kind of just immediately made me think about Ennio Morricone and whatever that kind of western palette is, and so I think that's kind of where the sonic world that I tried to breeze over or something.
Yeah. And I think that those references, they do have a lot of melancholia in them, and that sort of big wide open spaces and loneliness feelings and stuff, but also kind of a lot of conversation with the idea of home and place and things like that too,
which
feels is coming through this record as well a little bit.
I think I try and write, or try and make music sort of the mindset or spirit of endurance, wandering through the desert or something. It's I just gotta keep going kind of thing. So something about that kind of going on feeling is kind of what I try and dig into a little bit, I think.
That's a very fruitful space to look at as well. I always feel there's a reason the sort of cowboy, pop culture had a huge cowboy moment maybe 2 years ago, and it hasn't, come out of the trend cycle yet. This stuff that we're talking about here, this kind of sits outside of that conversation, but it's such a evocative sort of series of symbols and ideas and things. It really does have a bit of a grip on people's psyche, I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, I think it's both maybe influenced by cowboy fashion and also perhaps people kind of challenging what kind of cowboy or toughness is or something. I don't know. Resilience and sort of I don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
I do, yeah. I know, I totally do. It's interesting to me that a lot of queer artists have been really leaning, and the cowboy has always been a queer symbol, but it's been very mainstream pop queerness that has taken it as their own thing in the last couple of years, which I found fascinating as well. Yeah,
almost a subversive take on it or something. I don't know.
We could talk about cowboys for a long time, but I want to hear more about some of the ideas and the themes that you have been exploring with this, because it does feel very introspective and personal, and you have maybe been mining some of the weird years we've been through. Or how would you sort of see this record?
Yeah, I think so. I made it sort of at the start of lockdown, and then I did it quite quickly. Just to try, I think I wanted to make something that felt really cohesive in the sense that you would play it from sort of start to finish and be like, oh yeah, those tracks kind of belong together or whatever. It kind of a little bit of a half hour half hour of power or whatever, you know what I mean? And I think it's probably influenced by just the way I was feeling, and I think enforced time to reflect on stuff. Yeah,
it feels like it must be nice for you to play these songs as well. I feel like that's not always the case. Sometimes people write a song, it's fun to write, the playing of it feels quite taxing perhaps. That doesn't seem to be the case with these. What is it like playing these ones?
It's nice. I'm very lucky to have a cool band that I've been playing with, or a couple shows with, and it's super fun. Like, I mean, for me, like, I've only ever heard them in the studio context or whatever, so playing them live is really exciting and like, oh yeah, great, you know. It makes it like the tough bits sound tougher and yeah, I think that's cool. Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna sound good tonight on Drive. What time are you playing? What time should people be tuning in? Do you know yet? No, I think probably 5:30, I would guess.
Yeah,
we will double check that. Just tune in from 4, listen to the whole thing, it's a good show. But it'll be very nice to hear these songs live, Shannon. I'm excited for this record, Brave Star. It's out everywhere today. What's your favorite format? What should people be listening to it on or purchasing it on?
Well, if you are after sort of like a nostalgic experience, I would recommend the vinyl.
Nice.
There's also a cassette tape, if that's your style. But if you really want to hear what the audio engineer hears, me, you're going to want to listen to that CD, 44.1, 24-bit, 16 actually. Anyway, that's what you're going to hear the best on.
So, excellent.
Up to you.
Pick your format. But you have it from the artist and the audio engineer. Maybe CD if that's how you spin.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Shannon, Tom Lark, for coming in and speaking with us this morning. We're going to play Washout now, which I just find it's such a beautiful track. It feels like a really lovely, mellow moment in this record. The name suits the vibe. It's very gorgeous. So thanks for coming in, and we will hear you and see you this evening on Drive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.